Please turn your Bibles now to the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. book is talking to just ordinary people who come and gather in these little house churches. They were not professionals. They were not the super educated. They were just people who come in the street. And he finds a symbol. He finds a picture that he thinks might communicate for them what Jesus is all about. He finds a picture of what Jesus is about. So he describes the church as the body of Jesus, or the body of Christ. And he says that all of us who are here, gathered around the table, because they celebrate Eucharist every time they meet, all of us who are gathered here around the table are like sparks. That's right. So as Lotion said, although you look at your body and you see that there are many parts, the thing about it is we are just one body, the body of Jesus Christ. And that body we now call the church. The church. Yes? Okay. So that is the first thing that we need to draw from this. The second thing is you remember that conversation about one part not being able to say to another part, I don't need you. Or you're not important, but I am. So the ear cannot say, or maybe if it were Brian to say the ear was the most important part. Yeah. But the ear cannot say to the eye cannot say to the ear cannot say to the hand or the feet, I don't need you. Are you following it? So every part has a role to play. This is what Paul is saying. Every part is a gift of God. And it's needed, and it's important, and needs to be honored. Somebody mentioned that. And somebody also mentioned the word celebrated. Every part of the body needs to be celebrated as an equal part of this thing that we call the body of Christ. Verse 24. God has put the body together. That answers the question, who is the head of the church? Or who is the one who creates the church? The answer, my dear friends, is not the pastor. The answer is, it is Jesus Christ. To give greater honor to the part with less honor, so there will not be division in the body. It's leading us to believe that if we want the body to be together, then all of the parts need to honor each other. Do you agree with that? Yes. So then, to summarize the message of Paul to the church of Corinth, which, by the way, if you read the New Testament, is one of the churches that were on top of the list in terms of conflict. This was a church where the congregation continued to fight with each other. And if you remember, there is a part of this called 1 Corinthians 13, which talks about love, which many times are being read during weddings. Love is patient, and love is kind, and love seeks no evil. But that was not the context of Paul. Paul was not saying it in a church because people were getting married. People were saying it to congregations that were broken apart by conflict. And the church of Corinth was one such congregation, where the members of the congregation could not stop finding something to quarrel about. And it is there that we talk about love. So what we learn from the text are, one, the body, not us. So we are part of one body, of which the head is Jesus. And three, if we want to be united, if we want to experience the unity of sisters and brothers in the one Christ, then we will have to honor each other. Amen. Let us pray. O Holy God, Lord, just thought that as we lean on your everlasting arms, we also lean on each other's arms. That we are community, O God, and this is how you made us to be. That we come to you not alone, not individuals, not by ourselves, but always together as family, as community, as sisters and brothers, of which each one is important. Each one is redeemed by Jesus. Each one is no better than or no less than anyone else. We pray for our sisters and brothers who are unable to come to church today, those who are in hospital, those who are ill, those who are traveling, those who are working today, O God. We lift up to you our city as we move forward to our municipal election. And we ask that your hand show itself in the way that we choose our leaders here in the city of Toronto and in other places where elections will be held next month. We pray, O God, for ourselves, our own health. We pray for those of us who are having challenges putting food on the table. We pray for peace and order and an end to violence and war in many places of our world. We lift all of that to you, O God, knowing that you are the one who created us, that you are the head of a body and of which we are just parts. Allow us to honor each other in conversation today as we speak about this and see how real this can be in our lives. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us now give our offering to our God.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Better.
I like that smile.
I'd just like to know that October starts next week. So on the first Wednesday of every month, the worship people that are interested in contributing to our worship service, making changes to it, want certain Bible passages or hymns sung, this is a chance for you to come and give your input. So this Wednesday at 6:30. As well, Alzheimer's Month, we are on the envelopes at the back, and this is supposedly the last week for Alzheimer's, but I know a few people will be giving the envelope today, so we'll say next week is the last Sunday for contributing to Alzheimer's. I have talked to Elsie. She would like your phone call if you have her number. Because she has the emergency tender hooked up to her phone, downstairs she can no longer phone out, but she can receive phone calls. So she would like to hear from you because she very lonely, especially after leaving Bridgepoint, and she's waiting for her new pacemaker, and she can't get out anymore because her knees are toast. They just will not hold her body any longer, so she needs your prayers. As well, I did go to Seabath. She has aged about 10 years. Gets up, they make her get up for about 5 hours a day, and she's not happy about it, but she has to do this, and the reason she lost her mobility is they sent her to the wrong care unit to begin with. They sent her to an independent care unit where they did not have the necessary equipment to get her out of bed each day, and so for the year and a half that she was there, she was she needs your prayers as well. I'm going to see a motion, will you tell us about your community dinner?
Yes, the community dinner, we have roughly over 28 people showed up, and I think that was great. Everybody enjoyed it, a lot of compliments of the food, and some people gave something, and a lot of people were in the dinner, but a lot of new faces showed up, and I think it was very good to see other people in the same group, but other people coming, people from distance, walking, bringing their boys, and many of them had the opportunity of taking them.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrimage.